Robert Brackett Elliott turns 85 next week, and if you were near a radio starting in the mid-1940s and continuing through the 1980s, you will smile when I tell you that it's Bob of Bob and Ray who's going to get the first piece of birthday cake. Bob and Ray, the late Ray Goulding, were the funny diamonds in radio's golden days. Later, they brought their act to television. They created comic characters with names like Wally Ballou and Harry Backstage, who never got laughs through naughtiness or meanness or anything except good old-fashioned gags. Bob Elliott joins us from his home in Manhattan. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Everybody has a favorite Bob and Ray routine. And Ray, by the way, was his full name since we mentioned yours. He was Raymond Walter Goulding. Alas,
right.
He died in 1990.
Right.
But since we all have these favorite routines, I know this is a cruel question, but what was yours?
Oh, so many. We were on so many hours, and Wally Ballou, Man in the Street, and the Slow Talker, and the Komodo Dragon Expert.
Would you tell us a little bit about the Komodo Dragon, Doctor?
Happy to. The Komodo Dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's a ferocious carnivore, found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo, in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago, and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores.
Where do they come from?
You were Wally Ballou, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Can you still do that voice?
Well, I think I sound like him most of the time, but he never came on as Wally Ballou. He was always Lee Ballou. As if the engineer had not turned his mic on in time.
As if
I made enemies of engineers from coast to coast. But he just talked a little more nasal than I do, and I've tried to tone my broadcast down so we sound pretty much alike.
You sound amazingly like Mr. Ballou. Yeah. I have to tell you my favorite routine, and I'm amazed that I've been able to hold in my excitement until this very moment. It is, can you guess? I'll give you a clue. The Slow Talkers
of America. The
of the S T O A.
What does that stand for?
The Slow Talkers of
America.
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 We believe in forming our statements, ideas.
Do you know how crazy you were driving your listeners?
Carefully, I know. And myself.
Yes, I'm sure. Tell me something. Your son, Chris Elliott, has become pretty well known. He does comic turns himself. He was in the movie There's Something About Mary. And you appeared with him in the film Cabin Boy. Do you see yourself, your influence in his performance?
Well, to some extent. The fact that he does most everything, I think, off the cuff, but what he does is a new generation of humor, I think. But like music, it's changed over the years, you know. If we auditioned today, I don't think we could get a job.
Why do you think that?
Because the audience for humor is, I think they're more tuned to one-liners, political stuff, not the character build-up that we had the time to do when we had a show. I mean, we were filling time, basically, and the longer we could make a bit, and hopefully with a good ending, the better it was.
Yeah.
But I don't think people stand for that now.
But you've just explained to me the secret of the Slow Talkers of America Association. You needed to fill time.
Well, probably, originally, yeah.
I bet. Thank you so much. Bob Elliott, the Bob of Bob and Ray. He turns 85 next Wednesday. Happy birthday
Doesn't
to you,
seem
Mr.
Possible.
Elliott.
Thanks very much, Susan.
And listen, could you please do your signature sign-off with me? I will be Ray. This is
okay.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Full versions of Bob and Ray routines at NPR.org, where you can also subscribe to At Your Leisure, our podcast.